Well, I want to talk with you about how you can help someone in the best way that you can. Many people are struggling today, and we want to talk today about how you can help them. And one of the most important things you can do is invite them to experience God's life-changing love. And the best way that you can do that, most likely, is to invite them to be part of a faith journey and specifically to be part of our church. Now, you might know this, but many people are struggling these days. Some people are doing well, but it's a very small percentage of people that are actually doing as well as you think they are. Many people can put on a good face, many people can show that they are doing well, but really aren't. Any research you look at, any story you hear on the news, any kind of analysis of the human condition right now is that most people are struggling in some way, whether that's financially, emotionally, physically. There's people that are struggling because they're in harm's way because of war. There's people that are in harm's way because of natural disasters, global warming. And so to frame that all up, humanity is not doing well. Individually, we're not doing well either. And the most important thing that any one of us can do, especially if you're a follower of Jesus, is to help people in this way, is to invite them into an experience of God's life-changing love. God gives us life-changing love. God loves us in life-changing ways. And the best way that anybody can invite someone to experience God's life-changing love is to invite them to be a part of a church, to be part of a community of faith that is seeking to experience and help people experience God's life-changing love. And in particular, we want them to be invited to be a part of our church. Now, inviting someone to be a part of the church, being a part of our church, is a very important step to take. But I want you to understand, I want all of us to hear, that this is a part of God's plan for us. That God has decided to use the people of God, the church, in order to advance God's good news into the world. And your next step is to invite someone to be a part of our church. Now, this comes in the progression of the faith journey that God has set out into motion a long time ago. It began with God sending Jesus to be here. And in particular, God sent Jesus to proclaim the good news of God's dream come true, to have heaven on earth, to be a part of reality. That's what God sent Jesus to do. We hear it in the scriptures as God sent Jesus to proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God, which is a Bible way of saying God sent Jesus to tell us about God's dream for us, which is to have heaven on earth and then someday heaven forever. Now, Jesus was sent to do this here on earth, both to begin that process, to make it possible in a final way through his death on the cross, but then also to set the people of God onto a trajectory where they would then be the ones who are doing this, which is why the church exists. We exist in order to help people understand that God's life-changing love is there for them and that they can embrace that love and help change their lives and help shape the lives of the people around them and change the world at large. And so when we think about our role in all of this, we want to understand that our next step is always to invite someone to be a part of the church. Now, that could be inviting them to join you in person for something. That could be as much as sending them a link to our online service and telling them why you're sending it to them. You can't just send them a link and be like, hey, watch this. That'll be a little weird. But say, hey, you know what? I think this could help you. But when we do that, we want to make sure that we're doing this in a way that is understandable to them as well. We got to make sure that we are wanting something for them and not something from them. That helps keep our motivations pure, that helps them feel like we're not trying to just manipulate them. But we also want to make sure that we're listening carefully to the opportunities where it's appropriate and helpful to invite someone into the church, to our church, or into the faith journey. Now, I'm going to share a way that we can do this that was developed by the people of North Point Community Church in Atlanta area. And there's three ends that we can talk about listening for that help us know that's an automatic opportunity to invite someone to church. And the three ends are this. I'm not from here, or maybe you'd say I'm new to the area. Things are not going well, and I was not prepared for. These are three cues that you can listen for in conversations that can help you say, hey, this is someone I can invite to church. This is someone that I can invite to come sit with me at church. Now, the first one is, I'm not from here or I'm new to the area. If someone is in a time of transition where they've moved, then they are open to becoming part of a church, or maybe they're going to be looking for a church. And it's possible they wouldn't be, so you can simply put it out there, hey, I'd love for you to come with me to church sometime and sit with me. And then they might give you an opportunity to talk about our church, even if they don't come. The second thing that you can listen for is that it's not going well. If someone tells you things are not going well for them, it means that life is hard for them, and they're looking for some assistance, some help to get through life. And we can help them. You can help them. At the very minimum, you can invite them into a community that can support them. At the next best level, we can encourage them to get through what they're going through. And sometimes the church can be a really good partner in helping people figure out how to go through these things that they're going through. We can listen for that, and we can use that as a cue to invite them. Or another one is they are not prepared for whatever they're going through. Now, this could be a multitude of things, right? Because of all the challenges we're facing in our world today. But you can listen for, I wasn't prepared for, I'm not prepared for, a parenting moment, a relationship moment, a divorce, or the loss of a loved one, the loss of a parent. These are all kinds of things that you can listen for. And when they said, I wasn't prepared for this, it's not going well, those are automatic opportunities to invite them to come to church with you. Automatic opportunities for you to send them a link to a message from our church or any church for that matter that has a word of hope, a word of encouragement, maybe a life advice from the scriptures that can help them move forward. And when we are able to do that, you know what we're doing actually is we are inviting them to experience God's life-changing love. Are we inviting them to be a part of a church, be a part of our church? Yeah, absolutely. But why are we doing that? It's because we are for them and we want them to experience God's life-changing love. Now, for many people, especially for those that maybe grew up in the church, you maybe haven't been invited to church before. Maybe you grew up in church and you have gone in your entire life. Maybe you grew up in church and you wandered away for a little bit and came back and you just kind of naturally came back. But what we need to remember is that most people get involved with the church because someone extended a personal invitation to them. And you can be the one who does that. You can be the one who helps them engage or re-engage in a faith journey that could change their lives. Because when you do that, you are doing what God has called you to do, which is to share the message that there's life-changing love out there that God wants us to encounter because God gives that gift to us. God gives us that beautiful gift that He wants us, that God wants us to share with all people, and we want to make sure that we're doing our job as we can. So remember, always your next step can be to invite someone into the faith journey, invite them to church so that they can experience God's life-changing love in meaningful and impactful ways. You could change their life by doing this. So be sure to be willing to invite them. Would you please pray with me? God, we thank you so much for the way in which you have given to us a sense of your life-changing love changing our lives. God, help us to find an opportunity coming forward where we might be the ones who can invite someone into that experience as well. God, help us to be willing and bold to make that invitation so they could be a part of a church family that can help them experience that more and more. And God, we also pray for those of us who are part of our church that we continue to be a church that helps people experience God's life-changing love in every single way we can. God, we pray all this in your Son's name. Amen.